Paris was the greatest centre of learning in Christendom. Thomas wished to study there with Albertus Magnus, one of the finest scholars of the age, who was renowned for his commentaries on Aristotle. The 19-year-old Thomas managed to get 80 miles down the road, as far as the shores of Lake Bolzano, north of Rome. Then his brothers, who'd been dispatched on horseback by his mother, caught up with him. Immediately they set upon Thomas, bound him, and carried him back to the family castle at Roccasecca. Here Thomas was imprisoned in a tower. In order to bring him to his senses, his father offered to fix him up with the post of Abbot of Monte Cassino, now refurbished by Frederick II, with monks who regarded the Pope less favourably. But Thomas wasn't interested in returning to become headmaster of his old school. What were the Aquinases to do with their obstinate offspring, who appeared determined to become a socially inferior saint? Thomas's mother, who was of down-to-earth Norman stock, decided to try a more French approach, and introduced a buxom young peasant girl into Thomas's tower one cold winter's night. According to the story, Thomas was attempting to coax a fire into life on the floor of his cell when the girl entered. He looked up, and through the flames he saw this apparition. He knew at once that his eyes were deceiving him. This wasn't a scantily dressed young girl offering herself for a night of wild, abandoned love. This was a salamander, a spirit of lust conjured up by some devilish magic. Thomas snatched a flaming faggot from the fire and brandished it at the girl. At once the apparition disappeared, fleeing through the door in case her inflammatory garb proved more inflammatory than she'd bargained for. In a state of ecstasy at his miraculous deliverance from this wanton spirit, Thomas raised the flaming faggot and drew a sign on his cell wall. According to tradition, this was the sign of the cross. Thomas was to remain locked up in the family tower for a year, during which he read the Bible and studied Aristotle's Metaphysics. This was the title given to a dozen or so of Aristotle's short treatises, which discuss, among other topics, the question of being, ontology, and the ultimate nature of things. The word metaphysics, which has become almost synonymous with philosophy, derives from the ancient Greek meaning above or beyond physics. In this work, Aristotle attempts to discover what conditions are true of all existent beings. Famously, he asks, "What is substance?" and goes on to discuss the difference between substance and essence, or matter and form. Aristotle rejected the Platonic notion that matter received its particular shape and identity from an ideal world of abstract forms. For Aristotle, the form of a particular object is in many ways as concrete as its matter or substance. The form is regarded as its essence.